And as you know, as you probably know if you read my column or listen to the show, the most important question to me is question number one on the state ballot on Tuesday, and that is the question to abolish the state income tax of 5.3%. And joining us now is the proponent, the leading proponent of the Question One campaign, Carla Howell. Carla, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you. How are you doing, Howie?
I'm doing very well. You know, I mean, it's a sad commentary, obviously, or a hilarious commentary on Massachusetts politics, what's been going on here the last couple of days. But, you know, it's got to be kind of good news for you in a way, because the public sector unions have poured so much money into this campaign. But now with Diane Wilkerson, I mean, you have the ultimate poster girl for vote yes on question one, don't you?
Well, that's what people say, and I don't see how she's hurting us, that's for sure.
But, I mean, this is what Massachusetts government is all about. I mean, you know, people sneaking around and doing shady things in full public view for their own private gain, using public funds for private gains, and they never seem to learn the lesson. I mean, we go through this process over and over again. You know, you knock down one group and another group pops up to take their place, and pretty soon they're in the dock themselves. There's, as you pointed out many times, Carla, there's only one way to stop this nonsense, and that's to make them go cold turkey.
You bet. The only way to cut government waste, government patronage, pork, is to cut taxes. It's the only way. We can expose government waste. We can talk about these outrages, as you have been doing and many have been doing for a long time, especially you, Howie, I must say. You've been doing a great job on this stuff. But you know what? It doesn't change anything by itself. We have to force them to give back our tax dollars. That's the only thing that gets them to root out the waste. Now, when there's a really embarrassing episode like this, you know, they'll do something. They'll make a show of it.
Sometimes they're shocked. She's been there for 15 years, and they had no idea that this was going on, in spite of the fact that she'd already pleaded guilty in federal court to filing her income taxes. She'd been fined repeatedly by the Office of Campaign and Political Finance. She'd just been dragged in on charges of whether or not she lied to protect her nephew under oath.
Right.
But they're shocked.
But, you know, when it comes to cutting spending, when it's waste, okay, what they do, if they ever cut waste, and usually it's a big dog and pony show and they're not cutting anything at all, but when they actually do cut from one department, it becomes Christmas time for the politicians and the special interests, because what do they do with that savings? Does it go back to the taxpayer? No, it gets used for the next government program, or to expand an existing government program, or to give away more government employee pension handouts or government contracts.
It's like the Turnpike Authority, Carla. They keep talking about, we're going to abolish the Turnpike Authority. And, you know, if you don't think about it, you say, that's great, the toll booths are coming down. But they're not talking about the toll booths coming down.
No, they're talking about using those savings for other government programs, pork, and just the annual rise in government spending, which is $1.2 to $1.4 billion every year. That's where those savings go, into more big government. That's the beauty of question one. We end the income tax, give back an average of $3,700 every year to 3,400,000 workers and taxpayers in this state that they can spend in their own communities, give away to people in need, save for their retirement, or replenish that part of their retirement they've been losing lately, and create jobs.
Or they could even give it to Diane Wilkerson to stuff into her bra.
Well, if they really wanted to, they could.
1-877-469-4322. Carla, speak up a little bit. Get closer. Get closer to the phone, and we'll take some calls for Carla Howell. She's the leading proponent of vote yes on question one, which would abolish the state income taxes. Well, you know, there's so many scare tactics that they're throwing at you, but I think one of the more effective ones is that they say, well, if the income tax is abolished, it just means your property tax will go up. So why don't you answer that accusation?
Sure. The vote no on one advocates, the people who are against this tax cut for you, which is 99.8% funded by government employee unions, are the very same groups that have been advocating, campaign lobbying for property tax overrides, for property tax increases for 28 years since Prop 2.5. There's been over 4,000 property tax overrides, and every single time these same government employee unions are on the side of higher property taxes. So these are people who want to keep the income tax and raise your property taxes, and that's how they've been behaving. That's what they've been lobbying for. Obviously, when we end the income tax, they've got something at stake, or they wouldn't be working so hard to stop this.
How much money have they spent?
We know they've spent over $5 million as of the last report.
$5 million.
But it's going to be more than that, because the next report won't come out till after the election, and history has shown that this is a time when they're stuffing millions more into their coffers. It could be between $5 and $10 million. Who knows if it could even go over that.
And how much have you spent, Carla, group?
We're closer to $500,000.
$500,000. So you've been outspent at the very least 10 to 1.
And that includes the money we had to spend to get through two signature drives to get this on the ballot. So we've got a modest campaign. We're fundraising. We've got some coming in. We've got some generous people who are coming in at the last minute and helping us. We'll see where that lands us. So we're doing everything we can in the last few days before the election to straighten out, to tell the truth, to reverse the lies that are being told by our opposition. They're pretending that there is not $47 billion in total government spending. They're pretending that we have to raise other taxes when, in fact, we can lower property taxes, we can end the income tax, and we can also get rid of a lot of the fees and taxes that annoy us and annoy business people across the state when we get rid of the tens of billions of dollars in government waste. They're pretending there is not another $22 billion on top of the $47 billion that the state government spends raised by the cities and towns.
I just thought of an ad for your website if you don't have money for newspaper ads for this weekend, Carla.
Okay.
Well, you know the picture of Diane Wilkerson that I want as the main picture, right? She's stuffing it into her bra. Diane Wilkerson wants you to vote no on question one.
Yeah, and so do all the legislators who are now acting shocked about her behavior. that would be, you're good at coming up with these.
That
would be interesting. We had a volunteer send us one, and a little preview. We're working on getting it up at our website. We honestly are kind of torn about whether we should put it up, and I'll tell you what it is. They got a picture of something. It looks like from a scene from the Night of the Living Dead. Your vote yes on well will force us to cut government spending by 125%, and everyone will die.
Oh, I've seen that one. I got that one, too. Yeah.
Isn't it good?
I think you got to go with all Diane all the time. Diane is now your spokeswoman for vote yes on question one. Thanks. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr and Carla Howell. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Howie. Hi, Carla. I just wanted to find out, is there anywhere we could go to get, I see lawn signs around, those yellow lawn signs.
Yes.
And I want, would we have to pay for those if we
no.
got in touch with you?
No. Go to our website, smallgovernmentact.org. Now, in the short time we have, we will get out what we can to whoever we can, whoever's going to actually put them up there. So go to our website, and there'll be a way you can send us your contact information, and we'll do what we can to get them to you. We have a bunch of yard sign depots around the state. There's dozens of them, so we'll try to hook you up, and please do. We'd love to have you get one on your yard or business property in a place where everyone will see it. Oh, here's a story for you, Howie, that we heard today.
Yes.
We heard that a woman reported that she saw a school bus. Okay, this I can't vouch for it. This is what I heard. And next to the school bus were a bunch of school children holding up "Vote No on One" signs. Now, this is the first. If this is true, this is the first I've heard of this level of using government property, using children against taxpayers. I mean, we've heard of them giving flyers out to the kids and telling them to send them home to their
right.
parents and telling them to vote no. This was done in California with Prop 13. It was done with our last ballot initiative in 2002 to end the income tax. these groups are, you know, just going over the top in their desperation to convince taxpayers to keep the gravy train rolling for the government unions, and it's really sad to see this kind of behavior. Hopefully it's a rare
right.
exception, not
and,
something happening.
And you know, they keep and they keep talking about, well, it doesn't really matter if you vote for it because the legislature will just kill it. Well, if they're so sure that the legislature will just kill question one if it passes, why are they spending $5 to $10 million?
Exactly. And here's the thing, that this is unprecedented. When you think about, there have been some ballot initiatives that they have undermined. For instance, the tax cut, they repealed the last one-third of it.
Right.
2.5 years after.
Thank you, Felon Finneran.
Yeah. Now, this tax cut, 2.5 years after the election, when many people had forgotten about it, is 1/17th the amount of money that you will get back in your pockets if question one passes. You'll get a 50% cut in your Massachusetts income tax this January 1st, and the other 50% goes away 1 year later. That is, the legislature has never had to deal with voters who will be expecting a huge pay hike, a huge tax cut. Thank you to Citizens for Limited Taxation for that slogan. And they will be the Grinch that stole Christmas if they stop that tax cut that taxpayers are expecting very, very soon.
1-877-469-4322. Thanks for the call. Tim, Rick, you're next with Howie Carr and Carla Howell from the Vote Yes on Question 1 campaign. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Rick.
Speak up.
A couple of quick things. I'm in Western Mass. Down on here, and they kept saying, we got to do 2.5, got to override it, or we're going to lose the whole kindergarten, first grade. We voted it down. And they laid off a janitor. That's what happened.
Funny how that works, isn't it, Rick?
And they brought it back again the next year. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to lose kindergarten, first through third. We voted it down. What happened? Another janitor went and a teacher's assistant. And we're still surviving.
Are you
had
sure?
Had to have that money, though, didn't they?
Ooh.
It was for the children, Rick. That's why they wanted that extra money.
Well, you know, they've probably hired 10 more people since they laid off those two people. If you watch carefully, that's what happens in so many of these towns. I mean, just in the less than 2 years since Governor Deval Patrick took office, he's hired 2,000 new government employees. Okay, so when they say cuts, the word cut has been so perverted by politicians. What it usually means is increase. It usually means government spending went up, government jobs went up, and your taxes are going up.
Thanks for the call, Rick. 1-877-469-4322. I think the other lesson is that when you hear them from Rick's call is when you hear them talking about what they're going to do, about all the terrible tragedies that are going to occur if question one passes, you just have to remember that these are the same scare tactics that they've honed over the years in the cities and towns, right?
Absolutely.
Voting for it'll be death, devastation. There won't be a football team. The dump will be closed. The libraries will be closed. Everything will be shut down if we don't get an extra 200,000. And then again, they don't get an extra 200,000, and nothing happens. Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Or if they do anything, Carla, they try to punish the people that where it really hurts. Like in my town, one time we voted it down. They shut down the dump on Sunday because they knew people liked to go to the dump on Sunday. Right.
Right? They do play those games, but, you know, when it gets down to it and they want to get reelected, they know they can. There's only so far they can go with those games.
Right. I think Barbara Anderson's hometown of Marblehead one time, they said, if we don't get the money to pay for teachers' pay raises, we're going to have to do away with garbage pickup.
Well, you know, there was one town out in Lancaster, Massachusetts, where they were trying to win a tax override, and they said, we're going to have to fire 16 of our 17 cops if we don't get this override. What? What? They were trying to get, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars, and they threatened that, of course, none of them went away. They still have their cops.
Right. Yeah, sometimes they can't hire a replacement for a cop that's retiring, but that's about it usually as far as it goes.
Right.
Doug, you're next with Howie Carr and Carla Howell. Doug, go ahead, Doug.
You guys already touched on what I was going to bring up, but I'll just reiterate. I still think this is just an exercise in futility, that I can't envision any way that the legislature will not find a way to circumvent this, just like they did with the tax rollback.
Well, like I said earlier, this is unprecedented. They have never been faced with this much of a benefit coming this quickly to taxpayers if we vote yes on one to end the income tax. So no one knows for sure what they're going to do. I think what they're always doing is raising your taxes and raising government spending. They raised spending $1.4 billion this year and last year, and they're talking about, I don't know if they've made it final yet, raising tolls again. They're always raising taxes.
Yeah, they're waiting on that one till after the election.
As they often do. And the thing is, we will set them back by $12 billion out of the total $70 billion that the city, town, and state governments combined spend every year. So they may continue to play their games. Of course, if we knock them out of office in 2010, maybe we'll start to change that. But we will set them back $12 billion, and they have to be proactive and sell tax increases from there, as they're doing anyway. So you just can't lose by getting $12 billion out of Beacon Hill and back into the hands of the men and women who earned that.
Doug, you know, even if your scenario plays out, what do we have to lose by voting for this?
Well, there is no true loss, but like I say, I think it's just tilting at windmills, essentially, because I'm sure they'll do like they usually do, and just if it passes, they'll tell us that we're all misguided and that they know what's best for us, and override it and tell us it's for our own good.
Well, Doug, are you willing to be wrong about that?
Well, hey, you know, there's no harm. But
if you're wrong, you get a 5.3% pay increase. If you're right, you can call up and say, I told you so.
All right, I'll mark that down.
Okay, thanks, Doug. 1-877-469-4322. I think he was leaning towards a yes vote anyway. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr and Carla Howell. Go ahead, Tom.
Thanks very much for taking the call. Three quick points, if you'll allow me. The first two are for Carla, the last one for you, Howie. Carla, number one, you mentioned some X number of people, 1.5 million, getting an average of $3,700. Tell me this. You probably have to.
It's 3.4 million.
How many people will get $3,700 saved?
First of all, it's 3.4 million, not 1.4. 3,400,000 workers and taxpayers will get an average of $3,700 back in their pockets every year.
All right,
year.
Well, don't smoke me with that one. Tell me instead how many people are in that category that they would actually save $3,700 of these 3 million plus.
What you'll find of those 3 million some workers and taxpayers, everyone gets a different amount. There's probably very few who get that exact amount. Of course, it's a matter of what you earn. Look at your paychecks if you're not sure, or look at your tax return.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is...
Now, here's the point about that, though. Here's the thing, because I think I know where you're going with this, is some will get more and some will get less. That's true. Just like some pay more property tax, some pay less, some pay more in sales tax, some pay less. The thing is that when we went to petition for this tax cut across every single city and town in the state, over four different signature drives, two this election and two in the 2002 election when we last put this on the ballot, we talked to hundreds of thousands of people in this state. And every petitioner, including myself, who went out there and talked to the people, found that where we got the best reception was in the working and middle-class towns in the state, and where we got a relatively cool reception was from the wealthier towns in the state, which is completely counterintuitive, right? People think,
right,
oh, the wealthy will benefit more from this, but those were the towns that the petitioners were avoiding because it was harder to petition in those towns. Why is that? My only guess, the only theory I've heard that really makes any sense, is there's a lot of people in this state who are profiting from high government spending in these towns. Okay. Now,
a lot of the people in those towns have trust funds, and they're not. Mm. It's not really their money. It's mom and dad's money that's paying for it. They're not used to bust and hump for their money.
Leaning towards voting for it because it's as we said, why not give it a try? Howie, this last question is for you, real quick. Since it's beat up on Diane Wilkerson, which is okay, she got caught red-handed. How about this? All of the senators who are going to sign a whatever petition or
they voted already today. They voted for it.
Let me finish.
Yes.
All of those who signed asking for her to resign. How about they all take a lie detector test that they have not taken money, cash money, or anything in their district.
Ooh.
I'll vote. I'd sign up for that. But, Tom, you know, the chances of that happening are about as good as my pug being struck by a meteorite tomorrow when I'm walking her.
Not a bad thing to suggest, though, you have to say.
I'm reading these quotes from these people. Sandy, can you give me the State House News Service and see if they got, maybe I can find some more amusing quotes to read as we go through here. We'll take a couple more calls for Carla and then we'll let her go and we'll talk about question three. Maybe we should talk about the pot question too in the next couple of days. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr and Carla Howell. Go ahead. Or is that Tom? Is this a different Tom?
It's Tom.
Okay,
thanks
go ahead, Tom. Yeah.
I just want to maybe get something cleared up, because I used to be a Springfield resident, and this is what I got over the phone. 1 year, my tax went up 3%. And I don't know if you addressed this, but I'm in and out of my truck all day, so I can't really catch the show fully. But they said that the tax breaks down for the city is, as a whole, between business, residential, and commercial, it can't go up more than 3%. That way there, my tax can actually go up more than
2.5. Two and a half. But yeah, go ahead.
Is that correct where, like, let's say, for instance, they cut the business class a break that year and don't tax them at all. Ours could actually go up 4.5%.
Right. Well, they would say they weren't cutting the businesses a break, that actually the commercial valuations went down more than the residential valuations. But you can't,
right.
Assess at different values. That was called the Traeger ruling, like 25 years ago. It was a big disaster for the city of Boston. They had to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars in rebates to businesses. Yeah.
All right. One other thing. I'd just like to say, even if this works or doesn't work, I'm for it. I think they got to drain the pond, find out what's in it, and fill it slowly. But if they don't do that, they're never going to. It's so bloated, it's getting out of hand. They're never going to know. So
sounds
I appreciate
great.
The call.
I'm with you.
Thanks, Tom. 1-877-469-4322. You know, have you noticed, Carl? Have you heard these same complaints that I'm hearing, that you know the price of real estate is going down, but somehow the property tax bills are not going down?
Well, besides the 2.5 increase that they get every year, and some towns, though luckily a majority voted against override, some voted for increases, and then they have other complicated rules. You'd have to get Barbara Anderson on to explain all the cases where if there's certain, you know, population growth. Of course, that's not happening very much in Massachusetts
right.
these days. But there's certain cases where they can raise the taxes, and then they also have the good old Community Preservation Act tax.
Yeah, so I was going to mention that, yeah.
Yeah, so, that can add to it as well. So,
okay, Carla, we got to take a break now, and we're going to leave you here. But if people want to get in touch with your organization, what's the web address?
SmallGovernmentAct.org.
SmallGovernmentAct.org. Carla, thanks for being with us, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good. I'll be voting early and often, as you know. Vote yes on question one. I'm Howie Carr.